Penguin Random House Audio presents Spoonbenders by Daryl Gregory. Read for you by Ari Fliakos. You'd think that whatever causes these things to happen doesn't want them to be proved. Uri Geller. 1995. June. 1. Maddie Telemachus left his body for the first time in the summer of 1995, when he was 14 years old. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that his body expelled him, sending his consciousness flying on a geyser of lust and shame. Just before it happened, he was kneeling in a closet, one sweaty hand pressed to the chalky drywall, his right eye lined up with the hole at the back of an unwired electrical outlet box. On the other side of the wall was his cousin, Mary Alice, and her chubby white blonde friend, Janice, Janelle, probably Janelle. The girls, both 2 years older than him, juniors, women, lay on the bed side by side, propped up on their elbows, facing in his direction. Janelle wore a spangled t-shirt, but Mary Alice, who the year before had announced that she would respond only to malice, wore an oversized red flannel shirt that hung off her shoulder. His eye was drawn to the gaping neck of the shirt, following that swell of skin down, down, down into shadow. He was pretty sure she was wearing a black bra.